Where are they going to go? Story Miklot to people who kill on Tetri. They go to Ori Miklot, the seas of refuge. The Shoshim and the Yarden, the three which are on the other side of the Jordan River, Ulisholosh, Eretz Kanan, the three in Eretz Kanan. Shemayah, it says, and Shloshalima Titnu, the three seas of Shkim Babylon Ayadin on the other side of the Jordan River, the Gomer, etc. Actually, Nivkushal Shabar Tisol, the three which are in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Hoyu Shal Shabar Ayadin, called the three in Avery Ayadin didn't work either. Shemet says, Shesh Alei Miklat Tiena. There should be six altogether. That be simultaneously. Tiana means at the same time. Achushloshan kotos kachas, the old world came into working at once. Mukhubanaslam drachim, and there were highways going mizuzu from one to the other. Shemite says, Tachinucha, there prepare the pathway of Ishilashas, Gulatcha, and divide equidistantly the borders of your country. All the Gemara will explain that means. When the unintentional murderer flees to your Miklat, we give him two Tamidim Chamim, Shemir Ginnah Baderech, lest the Goel Hadam kill him along the way. We doubly love him, they should speak to him, persuade him not to. Mayor, no, we don't take responsibility for that. Rather, Afu Madabrai the Atzmo, he speaks for himself. Shemit says, Zed Varotzer, these are the words of the murderer, meaning he has to speak up for himself. Rabbi Yisrael, you know, Mayor, Bitchila, initially, Echot Shrey Vechamezi, we don't check to the murderer to see whether he was shogig or mazin. Rather, all of them makdim or miklat, all murderers go to Ori Miklat, who based in shokim bevinos from Mishom, and based then sends for him in order to judge him. Mishitzchai misa, anybody's liable to death penalty, agudes, kill him. Mishitzchai misa, anybody's not liable to death penalty, but true, they exempt him. And he goes back to your miklat. I'm sorry, he goes home, sorry. Vishishishai, but ghosts, those who are alive, but the ghosts, Mazir, so come, you put them back in their place in the Yermiklat. Shemai Vishivu, so Ada, the judging congregations return Mel Yermiklat to a city of refuge. Echo Mashuach Mechoma, Echo Mashuach Vishemina Mishra, Echo Mura Bugadim, it says when the Kohen Gadol dies, then they can go back to their home. So that's true. Whether the Kohen Gadol who died was one who was anointed with the oil of anointment, which was until the Torah, until almost the end of the second Beis Hamikdash period, or Echamur of Gadim, or the Kohen Gadol subsequent to that, who were based on having additional garments, but were no longer anointed with oils, which put it to Gnizah. This is true even by a retired Kohen Gadol Emeritus. If he dies, then he too is considered to return the murderer back to his own home. Rabbi Yonah Av Mashiach Melchama, so to the person who's anointed to lead the Jews in battle, Ma'aseh Zotzeh, his death allows the murder to go home. Levira, therefore, Mosheim Shekhanim, the brothers of the Kohanim, Misapkos Lohem Michyoksus, they supply sustenance and clothing to the murderers, Kadesh Lois, Balu, Abneim, Shavusra, they should die on their kids, that they should die, so they should be able to go home. Nigma Dino Mates Kohen Gadol, if the individual's judgment had been meted out, already it's a sentence rule that he had to go to Yamikla to Mace Kohen Gadol before he got to Yamikla Kohen Gadol died. Harese in a goal, he need not go to goals. Imachulo Nigmar be Kohen Dinmo. If, however, before his judgment was pronounced, the Kohen Gadol in place died, Umina Kohen Acher Tachtov, and then they appointed another Kohen, Ulacha Mikan, and subsequent to that appointment, the second Kohen Gadol Nigmar Dino, then his sentence was pronounced, Chozmi Tosso Shoshen, he goes back when the second one dies, the new one. Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol, if he, when his judgment was completed at that time, when his sentence pronounced, there was no Kohen Gadol, or if he himself killed a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol himself killed, and it's him and Shalom, they're stuck, because there's no reigning Kohen Gadol when they were being judged. Vein Yetzil Olenus Mitzvah, a person's Niyamikla never leaves, not for the purpose of the testimony in the case of the Mitzvah, low latest moment, not for testimony case of the monetary case, low latest budget, not for testimony case of a capital crime. A few sold chicken, even a vomit sold needs him. A few tsar tubby sold even a general. Kiyoi ben Tsuya, any yetim shamulam, he's never believes there. Shema says, Shama, there, Shamte dura so there, he shall live, Shamte misa so there, he shall die. Shadig Raso, and there he shall be buried, unless Kohen Gadol predeceased him, obviously. Kishem Shirakul, it's just like the city absorbs the murderer, Kako, Tchuma, so to its area surrounding, 2,000 Amos surrounding city, Kolate absorbs the murderer. Rotech Shiatsa Chutsa Tchum, a murderer who exited, who left the boundary of the city, Umatza Goel Dam, was found by the Goel Adam, the Avenger of the Blood, Rabbi Yosef Leomer, Mitzvah Yabagoel Dam, Mitzvah the Goel Dam is to kill him, it's a mitzvah for him to kill the murderer. Rishus Piyarko Adam, everybody else has the option to kill him, but not a mitzvah. Akiva Rishus Piyarko Adam, it's an option to the Goel Adam. He's not required to do so. It's not a mitzvah upon him. The Chodam in Chayavla, everybody else, it's not even Rishus. They're just not put to death if they happen to kill him. Why? Because he has elements of a gavraktila, elements of a dead person walking. Not completely, but to that extent, that nobody's liable for murdering him. Ilan Shreme Michud Bechud B'Torachum, a tree which stands within the 2,000 Amos of the year, Miklat, V'Noifa Noite Chutzuchum, but its foliage is outside the 2,000 Amos. Oime Chutzuchum, it stands outside the boundary of the Neifa, and its foliage to the total tomb extends within the boundaries. Hakolachanof, everything goes by the foliage. Harag Bosa Ir, if you were killed within that city, the Ir Mikla, Gol Mishkun Yishkun has got to go to goals from neighborhood to neighborhood. Ben Levi Golem Ilir Ben Levi, who lives one of the Ari Miklat, and the 42 other Levite cities, which also can serve as Ari Miklat, as we shall proceed so shortly, goes from city to city. Ketzibo simli, Gleitzeach, Shegol Yemiklato. Question is, what does Ketzibo mean? What is this referring to? It's similar to what? The Rotesh Gol Yer Miklato Barato Yanche Lechabdo. They want to give honor. Yemlem Rotesh Ani My Tor Behorbos Yer Golem The line for Bailey Golem Yerli Yer Kayetsubo goes to a similar city. That must be Kayetsubo, must be in the previous line. Anyway, Rotel Shigolo Yermikloto Rotel, who went to Yermikla, brought to Antri Elchad, the people who see want to give him honor. Yomalem, you should say to them, Rotel, honey, I'm a murderer, how can you honor me? Amulafa behaved, they said, nevertheless, Yikamem, you should accept it from them. Shemet says, Zit Var Rotel, this is the statement, this is the matter concerning Rotel, but we dash it. Zedvarotze, he just has to tell them that he's Rotzeach. Once he tells them that, it's up to them what they want to do. Okay? Is Mark rich or not?
I assume this mission in the Navani is broken up.
Oh, yeah, sure. Moshe said, set aside three cities on the other side of the Jordan River. She set aside another three cities. But none of these cities worked until they divided and conquered Eretz and distributed Eretz Yisrael, which is 14 years. Came and keep Shavuchilku once they conquered Israel and divided up. Yischaiva Oretz Mishmitim, but Yoivos, the land became liable to Shmita and Yoivos, for you Elu Velo Koldos, and both sets of cities began to function. Shoshirim, Shavuchim, Eretz Yisrael, three cities they allocated Eretz Yisrael. They were directly opposite Kenega, Cholosh, Arim, Shafish, Moshe, Be'yadin, the three cities which Moshe set aside on the other side of the Jordan River. Kishteshua shall come like two rows in a vineyard. As Chevon, Behuda, Chevon was in Yehuda in the south. Kenega, Betzer, and Mibar, Kasmai, the Betzer on the other side of the Jordan River in the desert. The Shechem Bahar Ephraim that was in the middle country, Kenegar Amos B'Yilad, opposite Ramos and Gilad. As Kedesh Bagolil that was in the northern part of the country, Meneg Golba Bashan, it corresponds to the Golan in the Bashan, which is the northern part, of course, the Golan Heights. Now, it should say instead of actually, if we should, the Pnei Moshe Korban Eda, based on the service, said, Afal Pishi Frishu Shechem Bahar Ephraim, even though they separated Shechem and Har Ephraim, Lois of Colletus would not absorb murderers until, of course, all six were set aside, in which Shechem was the first city they conquered, right? First place came there, so was Har Rizim Har Evil. Even though they set that aside, it still was not enough until they actually set aside the other cities. But besides that, until they conquered Shechem, they had a stopgap measure, which was Kiryas Yorim. That was one of the first, also, I guess, one of the first places. Kiryas Yorim's Telstones, where Shimshon was, right, which is an interesting thing. Now, why that here Miklad was where Shimshon was? I mean, he was obviously, a pretty violent guy. But anyway, it's interesting that Meshul Chochma brings down. He says that this stopgap here Miklad is alluded to in the pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Heyudav. It says, "V'krisem lochem ori Miklad," and "v'krisem." It's an interesting language, what exactly means. He says Yikrisa means Lashna Mikra. It means, something which is coincidental and temporary. So it means besides the permanent Ori Mikla, sometimes you have temporary Ori Mikla. And curious, Ori was a stopgap measure of that sort.
So where the Oral?
Okay, right. You can learn all sorts of drushes from the Pagos here in Mikla.
So
yeah,
it's in a movie studio.
This I did not know, and I don't know if I wanted to know.
It's
in the Vailan.
It's as you come right off the highway.
Yeah.
There's a wagon wheel.
No wonder your kids moved out of the Telstone. Tell me. In any event, so this is this is not in the Bible. Okay. It's on tape. This is not in the Bible. Now, the same thing, it should be here for, instead of actually, if you should say, Afa Pishi Frishu, even though they said it's like Kedesh Begolio, Lois or Collectus, it still didn't work, because not all six cities had been separated. He Frish Gamba Tachter, so they said Gamla instead of it. Obviously, it's not the Gamla which we have. The Gamla we have today is in the Golan. So some other Gamla actually Kedesh until they separated Kedesh. Finally, the last city they conquered, obviously, was Shechem, then Kedesh, then what was the last one? From the most holy one? Chevra. Chevra must have been the last one. Okay, Rishlosha Vishilashta. It says Rishlashta means Shumashulashos. They should be, it literally means three, but here it means equal parts. Kadesha Temi Chevron, Shrivir Chevron should be the pretty much changes the land of Rome. From Chevron to the south, or if it says Yehuda means to the southern boundary of Yehuda, Kimi Chevron Lashkam, the same distance from Chevron to Shechem. And from Chevron to Shechem, Kibbe Shechem Kadesh, and I assume it should also be, although it's not here, from Kadesh to the northern boundary. Okay, so actually divide Eretz Yisrael into four areas, right? One from the south to the first year Miklat, then from the first year Miklat to the second year Miklat, the second to the third, and from the third to the northern boundary.
Also, the ironic thing is that two of those cities, Shechem and Hebron, are not contested. They were bought outright. They were
right.
Gifted to.
Okay. Not sure if you can make something of that, but it is interesting what it says. Oh, well, I don't definitely do this. Yeah. All right. Nafla'achas, man. If one of them fell, Boni Mosa, they build it. Now, here's something missing. The emotion puts it in. Boni Mosa, Bimkoma, should say, in its own place. And continuing on with what the emotion adds in, it should say, Minad Afmokomach, I know that even in another place. In other words, if it's somewhere else, even somewhere else, to not necessarily say, but it's Tamaloma Shesh Arim. Because it says six cities, no matter where they are. Boso Shevet, that is still in that Shevet. Uminayin, now this is really, back in the Mara. Minayin Apishar goes for the, I know they can build somewhere else. Talmulomer should say, instead of the word Shesh, it should say Tiena. Tiena means that wherever they are, that's fine. However, what you do need is Sheyum Chuvanos Vekotos Karishonos. They should be precisely in the same latitude as the first ones. It's interesting, longitude doesn't matter, but latitude matters. In other words, they all have to be said latitudinally a third, quarter way opposite the ones. Yeah, divide Eretz Yisrael in four latitudinally. Right. Says Amara, these things, don't make them big metropolises, because then people could sneak in, the Galway Dome.
Vla Yaros Katanos, because then it's easy, very also easy to get in. All right, many people attack it. Ela Benonis, average size city. Anybody Mosa Ela Shuk, you only build where there's a marketplace so there can be commerce so people can survive. You make some sugar, there's no commerce, so we'll see some sugar making, you make a shuk there. Ain't burning Osam Ela Mayim. You also build it with water so people don't have to go out to get water because obviously that makes them susceptible to Goli Dam. In Mayim Shemayim, if there's no water, then Mevil Shemayim will bring water there. Mismatu di Urayim, if there aren't enough people who live there in order to keep the city going, Mevil Achem Tachem Rim Gaza instead. In Mayim Shemuchlisin, if there aren't surrounding little towns, now the town, little towns surrounding it obviously impede upon the Goel Adam from getting there, right? So there aren't the Goliath Ham shouldn't lay siege to the city en masse. They'll have hundreds of Goliath Ham coming at once. So if we need all these little stopgap cities on the way. The Vilashan Kleinbeam said being so all sorts of Jews there to settle the area. ALC Bissola will base a bag, you do not make inside them our presses, because that's too great commerce, and too many people will come in. Well, they said, sir, no wine press. Even Rabbi Nechemia. Chometir and Chomet say it's okay because it sustains the people who are in the city. Amar Shinna told him, Chabal, Chabal, we don't make ropes over there. That's usually the reason we don't make ropes, if I recall correctly, from the boundaries, because the ropes can be used to scale the walls by the Goliath Dam. But I'm not sure. Basically, Schulgis, it says you don't make glassware there, Bishul Shalom, Bishul Hagos, Arashon, because if you make glassware in the city, again, it's a lot of commerce and people are going to come in out all the time. Rabbi Yochanan Shach, Rabbi Tamar, Rabbi Yochanan said to the rabbis over there in Bavel, Tartin Milin Atun Amrim B'Shem Rav, two things saying the Rav Leis Inun Ken, they are not correct. Atu Amrim B'Shem Rav, you say in the name of Rav, the first thing is not relevant to our Gemara, but it's obviously for common general knowledge. Yufastor Li Tilubo, a woman who's Yufastor, who's taken captive in war, you know the deal, right? Yufastor? Okay, so Loitir Ba'elabila Rishana Bilvad. You only allow her before she converts, you only allow him to have one time relations with her. That's Rav Shita Ba'neel Metzazilon, Velobila Rishana Velobila Akhoya Nobius. El Akhoko Maisim Kulam, you can't Kakhoko Maisim, you can't have any relations with her until she goes through the whole rigmarole mentioned there. Because it says, Achar Kain, it says, afterwards, Tavola Baltoi, she have relations with her, and only after all, she Achakom Maisim, after all deeds. Furthermore, that wasn't so relevant to our discussion, but this is, Vatu Normi B'Shem Rabbi Sine Rab Sober Yev Shekhanus B'Shem Kultus Yov, when Shlomo was going to kill him, he ran to the horns of the Mizbeach, right? That's what Rav Hale said. Ve'enokolate elagago. So Rav said, Yoav ran to the horns, he made a mistake, and you have to dafka be on the roof. And he was only on the horns. He was holding on to the horns of the Mizbeach. Also, Shoshilokolate, he thought that the Mizbeach of Shiloh, which means Mizbeach wasn't Shiloh in Yerushalayim, but it was still the stopgap Mizbeach of the Mishkan, right? They hadn't built the Beis HaMikdash yet in times of Shlomo's first reign, right? The beginning of Shlomo's reign. And it should be here to say, for Eno Kodel Shal Beis HaLomim, it's not true, the only Mizbeach which works is the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, truth is, the Yerushalmi bodily adds another section which is not in the Yerushalmi, which is the Baal that says it only works for a Kohen who at the time of his Avodah. And Yoav was not doing the Avodah when he was there. He wasn't a Kohen. But in anyway, regards to Rabbi Yehuda, says, Lo Mizbeach Kolet, the Lo Gagago Kolet, that the Mizbeach doesn't work, nor does the roof work. The Lo Shoshio Kolet, nor does the Shield work, the Lo Shabbat Islamic Kolet, nor does one of the Beis HaMikdash work, observe the save a murder. Ein Lecho Kolet, the Lo Shesh or Mikla Bilvat, the only thing which is good, and also only for Otech and Shogeg, are the six or a Mikloch. So say to my Taki, the Epshe Yev, the Pasi Yev, the Chsibet says, about in Tachkimoini, he was very smart, Rosh Hashishi, he was head of the third Sanhedrin Yerushalayim. Oh yeah, Tarek, but that was, he didn't know this, it's a Pashna thing, he's a Pashna Lach, he didn't know that. So I ran to Chumah said the Sanhedrin Barach. He ran to the Sanhedrin. Now this, the Pashim shot on this is that he ran to the Lishkas Agazis or whatever was there instead of Lishkas Agazis before the Beis HaMikdash was built where the Sanhedrin sat. But the Rambam in fact Paskins is the, based on Yerushalmi, slightly differently. He says that he ran to the Mizbeach. It was on the Mizbeach, like the Pesukim say. And the halacha is the Rama Paskin. So again, based on this Yerushalmi, which and we've seen, which we'll see in a moment, that if a person, even an intentional murderer, runs to the Mizbeach, so what he gains is that it doesn't save him at all. But it's saved, what it gains is that instead of the king being able to kill Medina Malchus, you know, in Dina Malchusa, or based in the even killing in Boraz Shah, he merits a full-blown Din Torah. So he can only be killed based on proper halachic procedure. Somehow the Mizbeach gives him that advantage. Okay? That's how the Malbim explains our Gemara based on the Rambam. Okay, that's really basically what the Rambam says. So that Kodora Tani, why did he do this? Because he wanted the following advantage. It says, in Bryce, the Ruge Basin, those people are killed by Basin itself. You know, they go through the full procedure, Nichsem Akiyoshim, their property goes to their heirs. Okay? Harugi Malchus, those people are killed by the king, Nichsem Malchus, their property goes to the kingdom. To the king, actually. So therefore, Yoav wanted to avoid his property going to the king, that's why he ran to the Rezach, in order to gain the advantage of Din Sanhedrin.
He was killed anyway.
Yeah, but it was killed by Sanhedrin. So then his money went to his heirs, not to the king's coffers. Okay? Amar Yoav, Yoav said, Mutav Shari be a basin, why better I should be killed a basin, for your Shuni Banai, my children will inherit me, via Guni Amelch, not the king, your Shani and the king will inherit me. Shlomo Shlomo came when Shlomo said they heard this. Almighty said, "Lamoina I need tzach, what I need his money." Beyond immediately said, "Vasirosi the mechinam, I'm going to take away the blood which he spilled for naught." Right? Amamonochinam. However, I'm not going to take away his money for naught. Let him keep his money. In any event, it says, Vayishlach b'yad b'nayo v'yifka bo v'yim yiseu, says he sent in the hands of b'nayo, who is the head of Sanhedrin. So the Malbim says he was killed by b'nayo because that was the psak of Sanhedrin. So v'yifka bo Sanhedrin to b'nayo smote him v'yim yiseu and killed him. V'yigru b'beis hamid when they buried him in his house in the desert. Says Mar Bechiba, Midbar Haya Beso was his house in the desert. Who lives in the desert? What kind of idiot was he? Elamecha comes to tell Shekevan, Shemes Yoav Sa'at Tzva Yisrael, once Yoav, the general of Israel, died, despite his brutal lifestyle, Nasi Yisrael Kamidbar and made Am Yisrael desolate like a desert. How so to so? Itamar, either you can explain. The interim was like, Iboy Seymour. He didn't say Shere Boises used to loot the foreign nations against whom he waged war. Uvani Lamdi Musos used to build Musos, I think, like monuments, Umer Chatzos, and bathhouses. So he used to do public works with the money they used to loot. Shevach, and that would be praiseworthy for Yod. He came, however, there's another tradition. Shabbazes, he would take loot, umacha, chachomim, talmidim, and give chachomim and talmidim to eat from that loot, and shevach, shvachim, that would be praise of praise if he gave the money to talmid and chachomim. Okay, when I said Tanej Gdol, was always by the Mizbeach, so even before Lishka Sabgadzis was built, says Lo Salib Emalois Al Mizbechi, do not go up on steps on my altar. That's it says at the end of Parshas Yisro, and Maksif Talos the same meal thereafter Parshas Mishpatim, Ve'el Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneim. So we see that the altar is linked to the judgment. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Elazar ben Yaakov says, Mikot, Mikot, Ksiva, Parshas Shlachim, says their signposts at the crossroads going to the year Mikot, Marl, Kadeshia, Rotech, Ros, Akosimor, Rotech, could see what it says. Vayel can go follow signposts. That's in the Bavli. The following statement is non the Bavli. Om Rabbi Avunah said, Kamin Yad, Hoysa Marlon, Masader, was like a hand showing them the way. Okay? Street signs. Okay? Om Rabbi Pilchus and Pilchus said, Toiv Yashar, Toiv Yashar, Shem is good and straight. Lomo Toiv Shu Yashar. Why is he good? Because he is straight. Now, straight here means he goes Lifnei Mishur HaSadin. Yashar is somebody who doesn't follow the strict letter of the law, but rather is Sisa Yashar V'Tov. He does something beyond the measure. So why is Hashem good? Because everything he does, l'nishrusim, meaning everything he does is for chesed. V'lomu Yosha, why is everything he does to do for chesed? Shutai, because that's good. So good and chesed are related. Alkein yorech hatoim badera dorech, that's why he shows hatoim the way to go. Shemore derech tshuva, he shows people how to do tshuva. We did a blot so far.
That's exciting. Story about time.
Okay. No, I didn't. I started 4 or 5 minutes late. Shemore derech tshuva. Okay. Shaul Chochma. Now, this is a famous Yerushalmi, actually. It's brought down in many, many different places. Shaul Chochma. They asked the Chochma. Choyte ma'u oncho. What is the punishment of a sinner? Amr Lam, so the Chochma said to those who asked, Chato, it's obviously metaphor, a parable. Chatoim did a fraud, the Chatoim will be pursued by the evil they did. They ask prophecy, what is its punishment? Punishment of sin. Amalem said, I never shall tell. Those who sin, they shall die. Now, the two other Gersos here, which are not brought down here, but are brought down various different Rishonim and Midrashim. Shaul Torah, they ask Torah, Chayte Ma'oncho, a sinner, what is his punishment? Amra, the Torah said, Yavi Karban Biskaperlo, let him be in Karban, be atoned for Shnemar, Venir Tzolo, be atoned for him. So, of course, you can't be in Karban, then you're stuck. And another gear says, Shaul David. There's David Amelech, Chayte Ma'oncho. So, what's going to be with the sinner? Amalem, so he said, Itamu Chatoi Minoretz. So, obviously, for his own problems, he let the Chatoi be eradicated from the land. So, basically, Chachma, Torah, Nevuah, David Amelech, and nobody knew what to do. No. A peep shot where a sinner should be punished, and there's nothing to do about it. Until Shaul Kuchabichu, they asked Kuchabichu, Chayte Ma'oncho, Amlem Yasu, Chuva, the Iskapel, Chuva is a special Kiddush. Special Kiddush, because Baruch Hu gives the unique capacity to change deeds which were done by emotional, you know, impact. Even though the deeds were done in the Olam HaMaisin, emotions take place in your soul, nevertheless tshuva has a tremendous chiddush of doing tshuva, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv and yashrus is most manifest in this remarkable tool of tshuva. Okay? We don't have time to get into it in any detail, but you get the idea. See if it says, "Kitzipor lanut," like a bird to travel, "Kidror lauf," another type of bird which flies. Cain, so too it says here in parentheses, "Ish nodim lekovah," but everybody changes the girsa. "Kilas chinam lo sabo," so too a curse given for naught does not take a place. So says Mara, wait a minute. The Tamar Khan, if that's the case, how about the women, the murderers who are davening for the Kohanim Gedolim to die so they can go back home? That's a kilas chinam. How can it take place? So Gemara says a fascinating answer. Amazing answer. Really is a fascinating one. Tipater explained, Sha'es v'oina. It was the right time for the tefillah to be accepted. Meaning the windows of opportunity when tefillahs can be accepted. Now it's interesting, there are two different versions of pshat in this, in, among the Mefarshim. One is that there's Eis Ratzon, where a tefillah can be accepted, no matter what it is. And it's like there's more and more brachas, Ganava Pum Machdata Rachmana Kaya. When the thief goes to burglary, he davens. And sometimes, if it's like a window in time and space, his tefillah is heard. So that's an Eis Ratzon, which is a good Eis Ratzon, which is that any tefillah made at that time is acceptable. The Mashbia, however, says a different shot. He says, like Bilam, it says by Bilam, that Bilam, what was his koyach, that he know to be mechav in the time when a Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry. Because it says, Kelzo in b'chol yom, and he knew the time when a Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry. And he was mechav in that time to start, wanting to be mechav in that time to start his call. So according to that pshat of the Mashbiach, Eis Ratzon here is doesn't mean a time of goodwill, but a time of bad will. So these people, according to the, are tapping into that time of bad will, not the time of goodwill. So it's interesting, the Kikar law, the Maram di Lunzano here at the bottom, makes a very cryptic comment. He says, Shani Kolam in Tefillah. In other words, We have to understand what's going on here. In other words, that Klola, the way Yitz explained it, Klola doesn't, Taka doesn't take place al Chino. Unless you're like Bilam, and then you can be Mechav in the moment when Hashem gets angry and connect to that. Then a Klola comes even al Chino, but normally not. But a Tefillah can come al Chino. A Tefillah, however, is not connected. Not like the Mashbiach. It's not connected to the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, but it's connected to those windows of opportunity, the ace and owner. So, you know, it's a logical thing. We see that it's true. There's certain times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers tefillos, certain times HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer tefillos. We have Tishba saw some tefillos, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to our tefillos. And there are other times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. So at the right time, you can peg yourself in. Okay, Tipatisha Esvona, Kai the Marabis, Rebchalafta, Yisrael Chav said, Itim Hain Latfil, there are times for Dami, times it's work and times it don't work. Amrakur, David, Nakur, Sparrow, so David tried to cover all bases. He said before Hashem, Rebbeinu Olamim, can you arrange, please, that your schedule to fit with mine, that when I daven, that's me the Eis Ratzon. It's like Tzadik Goyzer V'Kosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, right? See, it says, V'Anis V'Losi L'Cho Hashem Eis Ratzon. You know, it could be that shot. I just thought about that right now. Mara says, Ba'avi, I think it was those Yerushalmi, Mishieshlo Choyle Besoch Beisel Yeleche Tzuchochem Lispalo. So why should go to Chochem to daven? So the son will say the Chochem will teach my daven. That's what Rashi says. The Chassidish Pshat is that the Chochem will daven for him. But you could say it differently. You could say when the Chochem davens like David, it makes an Ace Watson in Shemayim. So if you go to the Chacham at that time to daven, you can tap into the Eis Ratzon he creates and daven for your Chayla at the same time. Okay? Not a bad shot. All right. Right, that's an Eis Ratzon. Right, that's why you daven for the Eis, right, because the Chassan creates the Eis Ratzon with the chuppah at that time. Bris, very, very good. Another very interesting new Yerushalmi, not from that, and something I never saw before. Every time it says Vayidaber Hashem, a new pshat. Anytime it says Vayidaber Hashem in Chumash and Tanakh, Chidush Mikol Shom. The pasuk has a chiddush. It's a chiddush there. There's something new. So it's interesting, as opposed to he says, opposed to where it says Vayomer, if you look at Bnei Moshe in the fourth narrow line, it says V'lomatzin b'chol sefer yishuv v'chol sechol medim kim loshen Vayomer. And all over Tanakh, it says always Vayomer, not Vayidaber. Only in Chumash doesn't say Vayidaber. It's that one place in your show we're going to see in a moment. Why is that? Because Vayidaber is a language which is used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's telling Moshe Rabbeinu a Chiddush. When it's not saying a Chiddush, it says Vayomer. Okay, Amira is a talk. Dibur is to give a Dovor, is give something new. Right? So that's an interesting shot in the word Vayidaber. Well, that's the standard understanding of Vayidaber. That's not what Yerushalmi says here. So some people want, see, now the Yerushalmi comes a little bit cryptic. That's a well-known drasha. Dibur is Lashon Kashas, right? So Vlaksi by Dabra Lokim Bhulay. What about that which it says by Dabra Lokim, etc.? Now there's three ways of learning this which I'll tell you. One is the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says, what about all the places it says by Dabra in the Chumash and it's not a Chiddush? There is no Chiddush there because the place is like that. So he says, and that Garso. What does Garso mean? Learn over the Medrash. Garos means learn over. And that means where the Bnei Moshe learns, and that learn over the Medrash about Lashon Kodesh. In other words, sometimes Dibur means a Chiddush Mikra. Well, if it doesn't mean that, then you should know it means the Lashon Kodesh. That's how the Bnei Moshe learns it. The Mashbiach learns it differently. First, I want to tell you the Mashbiach. The Pshat, which I don't like so much. But so the Mashbiach, but different Pshat. But the Mashbiach is a cube Pshat. He says, according to him, that Medrash is not alluded to here. Rather, he changed the gear, it says here. The IHS says, Vahaksiv, it's not a kasha, but rather, it's going on, it should say, Dichsiv, that it says, Vaidaber Hashem, etc. That's going to the pasuk in Yoshua, where it says that Yoshua separated all the Ore Miklat, right? And which is the and that is why does it say Vaidaber there? Because like the Pnei Moshe himself brings down here that there was a Chiddush Mikra. In other words, that there Yoshua was doing a Chiddush. What was the Chiddush Yoshua was doing? He was setting aside three Ore Miklat to complete that which is said in the Torah. So according to him, it's not a kasha, but rather raya. According to what is Garso, I mean, it doesn't mean go learn the Medrash about Dibur Koshos, rather means learn the rest of the pasuk there in Yoshua. Because the last words in the pasuk are, Vayeshev Imam, he sat with him there. And wherever the Sefer Yerushalmi got lazy, he said, Garso, go look at the rest of the pasuk, like Ayin Shom, and then Mal Vayeshev Shom. What is that? What it says at the end of that pasuk, it talks about Yeshua separating the Ore Mikra. What does it mean there, Vayeshev Imam? Okay, the Pnei Moshe agrees that this question, Mal Vayeshev Imam, is a question on the end of pasuk Yeshua. It just says that Garso doesn't mean go learn the rest of the pasuk. It means go learn the Medrash. Be that as it may, what we take away from this Yerushalmi is a new concept in Vayidaber. Vayidaber doesn't just mean deep or cautious like the stand the Medrash, but it means a Chiddush Mikra. No. Not here. Maybe somewhere else. No. The loimer just means he was told to tell over the Chiddush Mikra, but it could be a Chiddush Mikra even without the loimer. Okay, like here, but the Abraham Yeshua is no loimer. Anyway, what does Vayeshev Imam mean? Now this is referring to Ari Mikra. Rabbanu Kisar Mishem Rabbi Shilo said, Shin Tamachachachem, if the guy went to go to Tamachachachem, Eisimah Beis Fadi, make him there a yeshiva. This is also in the Bible. If he goes into goals, make him a yeshiva. A dairy. Shalasharim. This man there recently. Shalasharim Refish Moshe Beva Yarim. Three cities Moshe Rabbeinu set up in Eva Yarim. Shabolowitz, what's to give him there until. If he should owe Shalash, he set aside another three. Lossi Lava eventually, Marfishim Ocho shall be another three. Rabbi says, Sholo, 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 says three times the word three in the parasha. Harei Tesh, that's nine. Abishol says, the carbonator has different gears than the Gemara, and his gears is a little bit better. It should be Sholosh al Sholosh. It says Sholosh, and it says Al Sholosh, meaning it says the extra word Al. So the Sholosh and Sholosh are Sheish. The old Sholosh, it says another three, like we learned till now, that's nine. Hare Tisha. Al Ashalosh, the extra word, the which word Al, it comes to add on another three, Hare Shemasar, 12 altogether. So eventually there'll be 12. Rabbi the Royal Mayor, going back to the Gemara Menorah Mayor, but going back now, I'll tell you what the Pneumo, the Kukormator has. Shalosh Al Shalosh, Hare Shesh, that's six. The old Shalosh, there's another three times, no time says three, Hare Tisha, that's nine. Al HaShalosh, we know that's Hare Yud Beis, because the Al has another three. And Ho'eleh, it says also words Ho'eleh, and that adds on another three. Haray Tezbot, altogether 15. So they, one direction eventually there'll be 12, another direction there'll be another direction 15, depending on how far Eretz Yisrael expands and where it expands to. Okay? What? Yeah, the Simple Shah is only 6, they're talking about Lossi Lobo, how many they're eventually going to be. So in any event, I want to ask a question. Seems now, there's so many different ways of interpreting the next line. The symbol pshat is like the Pnei Moshe and Shai Terezrol, that Ksiv Sheish Horei Mikvot Tien Alochem, says six, and says Tieno. Tien always means Kaba Yosem Yu, only six, right? Right, that's what Tieno means, it's only six. And they all work simultaneously. You know, none of them work independently. They all work as one. Tamar Achein, you're going to say that they're going to be eventually 9, 12, 15. It says 6, and it says Tiana. And they work together. How can you possibly say there'd be more? That's what Yishar Tisrael learns, and the Pnei Moshe learns more or less the same way. When they conquer, yeah.
So why would there be a need for?
Well, I know most of Mashiach Dafka, but when Eretz Yisrael expands, you know, maybe the time of David, Shlomo, but even most of Mashiach, it could be like Shmuel, they ain't made most of Mashiach, Lele Mabo, Lele Mazeh. El Shibud Machus Bavad. No difference. The world is natural. Anyway, perhaps some Kedushin or Mikla to separate them. I don't know. And you're going to try and change the gears and switch it around to make it a Kash and a Teretz. He learns, well, should be that the Ksiv Sheish Ore Mikla Tieno Chem, the Tamar Ochain. What are you going to do with the fact that it says six Orem Mikvot you're going to have, which is Mashma, only six? So that's the question. And then comes the word Shushishton Kotos Gachas. That's the Teretz. The Teretz is that, you know, the six work simultaneously. That's what the Tiana teaches us. Not that there's a limit only six, but that those six work in tandem, that they only work when they all work together. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tavisaya, our Mishnah goes to the, like, Kai the Mar Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah says that eventually there's not going to be a Kohen Gadol who's anointed, but rather the Kohen Gadol is going to be Merubah B'Begadim. He's just going to have more garments. that has brought us aid and set it for. That's like the famous Grasha, a Rishul Shem Rabbi Acha, Chamishot Volim, Chosem Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Acha, Mikdash Rishon. The second base of Mikdash is lacking five things which are in the first base of Mikdash. The Chsiv, it says, Alua Har, Vevesem Eitz Vagomer, it says in preparation for the rebuilding, Shlaim Garden, bring trees, etc. Actually, we learn from the Alachs of Sukkah. But then it says, Advi Kavdah. I'm going to derive honor from the second base of Mikdash. So even though it says the Kri is Vi Kavdah with the Hay, the Ksiv is Vi Kavay without the Hay Ksiv. Why is the Chaser Hay? Elu Chamishas Volim Shechi Chaser Mikdash Achron Mikdash is the five things of the second base of Mikdash is lacking, which the first base of Mikdash had. These are the Eish, the fire which came down from Shemayim, didn't function properly in the second base of Mikdash. Says some places that he had it, but it didn't consume anything, which is ceremonial. Aron didn't have an Aron in the second base of Mikdash. But the Tumim, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol didn't light up, because it didn't have the special shame about Kodesh Baruch Hu in the folds of the Choshen. Shem and Amishle didn't have the oil to anoint the Kohanim Gadolim and the clay shaves. Real question, didn't have the same spirit of Nevuah. Okay, so that's why I said, basically, there's different parameters. Amr Abai. Abai said, Tamachom Tzor Fire said. Excuse me? No, just not the same level, because Nevuah went away. They had a level real quick, but not the same way they had in the first space mission. They didn't have Nevuah. Okay? Because the last Nevi'im were the members of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. The rest of the balance of second base mission, there's no Nevuah.
The Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, they functioned during the second base mission.
Only at the very beginning, though. It means in the course of the second base of Mikdash you didn't have Nevuah. Okay. What? He's had it for, it's probably a typo. It's usually a typo where it says a bai. Yeah, there's a lot of dafka. Amrabai, Tavachokam Tzorech in this article. Tavachokam has to notify him to make people know who he is. Now, the parallel of Mars in the Bavli, and it's told Chalom Tzorech. No, you're going to be surprised. Now, it's Stamshon the Bavli, where the parallel of Mars appears that he's got to wear a frock, you know, let people know he's a Talmud Chacham, right? But here it means something else. It means Hech Barnash the Chacham Chadamichla. Person knows one Masechta of Azul Asar, and he goes to a city, feed him a kind lake, and they give him honor. Karu Chacham Chemichla, because they think he knows two Masechtas, right? Tzorech lo my lord, he's got to know Chadamichla and Chachim. That's the time I only know one Masechta. He can't let pass himself off as knowing more than he does. Yeah? When they say, this is more in line with what we're used to, when they come to the Rotech and Mikra and say, we want to give you covet, right? So he's got to say, no, I'm the Rotech, right? So he says, when it says, B'safa Rafa, he says, why? Yomim Pshuto Lakado with his right hand outstretched to receive the covet. It's Tziyotzi sign he has to say, I'm a Ritzach. But he can do it softly and carry a big hand, being willing to receive the covet. Okay. My period. My time, it should be the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Gilead Ephraim changes to other yourselves, but what you say is, What's the reason Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, who says all Reitzim go to the Yer Miklat, both Mazid and Shoyig and Mazid, they quickly go to the Yer Miklat before their judgments, who says, Ki Yecham Levavo, because the Goel Adam, he's in the heat of the moment, and therefore, in order to prevent things happening without justice, without, you know, based pure and vigilante justice, so we will everyone should go to the Miklat as quickly as possible, and then Basin takes over the procedure. Amri Avraham says, Chazim Misosu Shoshlishi. It's kind of a cryptic Gemara. I think it's a beautiful shot in the Shaitar Israel, even though he has to change the gear. So Chazim Misosu Shoshani, he changed it. It's a nice shot. He says like this. Well, I don't know if it's actually shot anymore, but it's nice. He says, it means like this. When it says the Kohen Gadol, if there's no Kohen Gadol, if you kill the Kohen Gadol, then you can never go out, right? That's in the Mishnah, because you only die when, because you only go out when the Kohen Gadol dies, but you kill the Kohen Gadol. But what it means is if they appoint the Kohen Gadol, if you kill the Kohen Gadol, but before they finish your judgment, a new Kohen Gadol was appointed. So when they meted out sentence on you, that you inadvertently killed the Kohen Gadol after the goals, at that time there already was a Kohen Gadol, the new one. Then you can go back home when that second Kohen Gadol dies. So even though you killed the Kohen Gadol, there's an Eitzah for you. The Eitzah is when this goes, when since it was a Kohen Gadol at the time that your sentence was meted out, so it was pronounced, so then you go home and that second Kohen Gadol dies. Okay, well, if you don't change the pshat, the girsa, then the pshat is that if several Kohen Gadol died in the course of your trial, so whichever one, if as long as there's a third one around, or fourth one, or fifth one, at the time your sentence is pronounced, that's the one when he dies that you go back home. This is especially important in this time of the second base Hamikdash, right? Because the Kohen Gadol would drop them like flies all over the place. Okay? Arevo said, Tzorech Ludaber, Tzorech Ludaber, if they needed the Rotzeach for something, Shochem Reveal and Sami Shom, they'd send messengers and they'd bring him out of his ear and be quiet. But it's against our Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yossi Masisla Amar again. Our Mishnah doesn't say this. El Afilu Yisrael Tzirchem will even if Am Yisrael needs him. Afilu Sar Tzava Kiyah Mitzvah. Even as general like you have a Yotzi Mishom Lohom, he never goes out. Shema it says, Shoma Tei Dirasso, Shoma Tei Shoma, he should be there. Shomtei Dirasso, there he is, dwells, there he's buried, etc. Umausius Chalavi, Divraibuda. Now, this is talking about besides the six primary Mikhlot, the 42 Levite cities also would absorb Reitzim. However, when they lived in those cities, they had to pay rent, Divraibuda. Remer Loyu Mausulim Schai, they would not pay rent, because these cities are also public cities like the Arim Miklat. Okay? The Chazesura, after he comes out of the, now in the 6 Arim Miklat, for sure the murderers didn't have to pay rent. There's only those 42 other cities. The Chazesura Shariah, but he goes back to, after he leaves the Arim Miklat, he goes back to his original office, Divrei Rabbi Meir. No, he's fought the murderer, so he doesn't go back to the same stature. Tani, we learned, should be Rabbi Yossi, Gideon Ephraim, the change of gears. Rabbi Yossi, Amar, Lemachlokis Nidu. The cities of the Levites, the 42 cities, were given to them for distribution, meaning they were theirs. Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Meir, Omer, the base here, no, they're not theirs. They were just given the right to dwell there. the sire of the Rabbi Yossi, the Elder Rabbi Yossi, they were given to them as dwelling places, as their own portions, allocations. It's like Rabbi Ramishnu who says that therefore the rights to live in those cities had to pay rent to the Levine, because Levine owned those cities. Rabbi Meir who says that they were only given to them as domiciles but not as actual portions. Is Kedaita, it's like our opinion in our Mishnah, that therefore the Roitzkim who live in that city did not have to pay rent, because they had just as much right to be there as the Levim had, because it wasn't actually their portion. The Tzina, as we learned in our Mishnah, top of Chesem Rav, Miles and Yuschar Levim, Divrei Rebbe, it should be Rebbe Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said they used to pay to the Levim. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo yumal schar Levim, they wouldn't pay the Levim. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zir b'shem Maruku said, ein mekajim lechevel shechamishim mama. When you measure by Erevin 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos, you measure with a rope which is 50 amos long. Okay, now that's how you measure. And the Makarjin has to do with how you measure a slope of a hill. If it's a very steep slope, you use 4 armor ropes. But we're talking about, generally speaking, you use 50 armor long ropes. Okay? No, actually, it's on the bottom here. The inner frame says Rabbi Bo. He changed the Gisa. Okay, very good, very sharp. Yeah, right. We don't make this, absorb the mouth as Lobar Elevim, Loba Mokamekla Rufa. In other words, by Tchum Shabbos, it's not as the crow flies. I mean, it is as the crow flies, which is a leniency, because actually it's going to come out to be more than 2,000 amos, because it's the hypotenuse of the triangle, right? It's because you don't take the nooks and crannies and slopes into account. But that's because it's only the Rabbanan Chum Shabbos. So, the 2,000 amos of Ari Miklot is precise on the ground because it's the Raisa, so therefore more Machmir. So we don't include the slopes, we measure the slopes. Okay? And say by Egla Rufa. The Sai Kamandamar, this is going to be the opinion that says Elif Amma Mikrosh. That the 1,000 amos, you know, it says one place in the city, you give the Chumash give them 1,000 amos around the city. It says another place you give them 2,000 amos around the city. I mean, it's a contradiction. So there are two ways of resolution resolving it. One is to say the 1,000 amos are empty, and another 1,000 amos from Sotos of Kramim. Another version says 1,000 amos is empty, and another 1,000 amos is for Tchum Shabbos. Okay? So, if you learn the second way, Tchum Shabbos is explicit in the Torah, or at least alluded to pretty explicitly in the Torah, it's learned out from the Orei Elavim. So, when I learned the Arabic, I don't think I learned like Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Girsa. When I was praying tonight, I liked Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Girsa, which I looked up back in the Arabic, so I'm going to learn like his Girsa, which changed Girsa to the Gemara. Messiah commanded my Elif Amma Migrosh, Valpaim, Sardis of Krami, changing the, transposing the next line with this line. If you all that by Miklat, no Tchum Shabbos is not alluded to, so one can draw such a distinction and say by the Tchum of the Miklat, we don't don't include the slopes. We measure the slopes. We don't, include them in anachronized measurement, whereas by Tum Shabbos we do. But Baram commandam our elef migros for paim Tum Shabbos. But according to the opinion that holds that by the oil of being Tum Shabbos is alluded to, you can't draw a distinction. Because whatever's going to be true by one must be true by the other as well. If Tum Shabbos is mentioned by oil of being, so then you can't draw a distinction measurement from Tum Shabbos and oil of being. Kulam du Tum Shabbos, lom Tum oil of being. If you want to learn one from the other, you teach Luna Prahla Tsumbalos other than oil beam, Lika and Makachi, if that's the case, if you wouldn't do an absorption of the slopes for the oil beam, Latvela Tum Shabbos drive that Makachi, you would do an absorption of slopes, it makes no sense. I don't mind the one can draw a distinction, but that's not for now. When I show you coil shloy, you carbon or levium, how you know you do not bury in the cities of levium? You bury obviously because it diminishes the space. Of Obisham Yisrael and the Migushayim, you levium tum, even around the cities. The fields, the yard should be for their animals, the chushim and their possessions, chokhiyasim and all their livelihood. L'chaim need to for livelihood and live people need to below the kvur need to, but not for burial. Burial has to be somewhere else. Okay? Now, the third paragraph of Makos, as I discovered this evening, has no Yerushalmi. I think the Yerushalmi is lost on the third paragraph of Makos. Everything is all Mishnayos. So let's see if in 10 minutes less, actually this box is a bit fast, we can do this whole pair. So I want you guys to follow in song. I want you guys to follow in. It is. I think it's lost. I think it's one of these things that it's well known that it's lost. What? This ferric is bad enough. Anyway, so I'm going to read it here I'm going to be really lazy. I'm reading it from the copy with the English copy. Follow along, I think there are a few changes in here, so. Okay? So I'm just going to read Mishnah, read the translation, read the Mishnah, read the translation. Veilin Aloykin. Habol achoso, v'al achos aviv, v'al achos imo, v'al achos ishto, v'al eshes achiv, v'al eshes achi aviv, v'al anido. Amor l'koin godo, kusha chalutzu koin hediot. Mamzer sinu sinu l'Yisrael, v'asitzu al nosu na mamzer. Amor l'kusha chayobin elem mishum shnei shemos. Kusha chalutzu en chayobin elem mishem achos bilvad. These are the ones who are flocked. He has relations with his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, his wife's sister, his brother's wife, his father's brother's wife, or with a menstruant, a widow to a high priest, a divorcee, or one who performed chalitza to an ordinary priest, a bastard or a natina to a Jew, or a Jewess to a nasin or a bastard. If a widow and a divorcee, they are liable for her on two counts. If a divorcee and one to perform chalitza, he's liable one count only. That's because, of course, chalitza is only an isidur abaran, not isidur azar. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Hatame shalos hakodesh. These are continuing people who are liable to Malkus. Hatame shalos hakodesh va'bolem mitosh tamei. V'ochel chelet. V'dam. V'nosa. Pigul tamei. Hashochid va'amala b'chutz. V'ochel chomitz v'pesach. V'ochel v'osem l'ochem v'yom ha'kippurim. והפעתי מסר שמן, והפעתי מסר כתורס, והסך בשמן המשכו, ואוכל נבל וסטריפה, שקועתי מורמסים, אוכל טבל ומייסר ראשון שלא נידות שמוסו, מייסר שני והקטי שלא נפתו, כמה יוכל מן הטבל יהיה חייב, ושמאמר כלשהו, חכוי מרים כסייס, אמר בשמן אינטר מיידן לי באוכל נמולה כלשהו שהוא חייב, אמר להם נשי כבר יוסו. It says Nevela? Interesting. So here it says Nemola, an ant, okay. Amalos, they say Mneshi Kabriyasa. I don't know, the veil doesn't really make any sense. Amalos, they said Avchita Achas Kabriyasa. This is a famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon Yerchaev and a Kolshu. An unclean, for even Malchus, an unclean person who has eaten sanctified things. Or one who entered the temple unclean, or with fat, or blood, or the remnant, it's no sir, or that which is abominable, or that which is unclean, or was slaughtered, or offered up outside, or with leaven during Passover, or who ate or performed work on the Day of Atonement, or who compounds the oil, or who compounds the incense, or who anointed with the oil of anointing, or a carrion, or torn flesh, or vile things, or creeping things, or ate untithed produce, or the first tithes in which the heave offering had not been taken. Wow, cool word there, heave offering. Or second tithe of that dedicated, which had not been redeemed. How much untithed produce must one eat to become culpable? Rabbi Shimon says the slightest amount, but the sages say in olives bulk. Rabbi Shimon said then, do you not agree with me that he is liable if he eats an ant, however small? They said to him, because it is as it was created. He said to them, even a single grain of wheat, as it was created. He does say, okay, fine. Mishnah 3. Ha'ocha bikurim, sitting with the Yitzchayev for Malchus for. Many of the Yitzchayev Koris among these things as well, just for Koris and Malchus. Ha'ocha bikurim actually correlated. Kachim kadashim chutzukloim, kachim kalim maizashim chutzukloima, ha'shoim ha'satim be'pesach ha'tor, ha'reiz ha'loki ha'boi, ha'vlam mosi v'tor, ha'shoim ha'betame in ha'loki ha'boi. When we ate first fruits before reciting over them our most holy things outside the hangings. Hangings? Hangings the curtains of the base of Mikdash, or lesser the walls of base of Mikdash, lesser holy things, or its second tithe outside the wall, or broke the bone of a clean Passover offering, it's to suffer 40 lashes. But if he left over from a clean one, or broke the bone of an unclean one, he is not given 40 lashes. Mishnah 4. Hanoitel emel abonim. I read on my loika vein a mishalech. Vachor mi mishalech vein a loika. Zeh klau komitzis lo sasei sheish bo kumasei en chayav aleh is a pitzel of kud lav anita klasei. If one took the dam and her young, Rabbi Yehuda says he is flogged and does not send away. But the sages say he must send away and is not flogged. This is the rule. For any prohibition which embraces rise up and do, one is not liable. Mishnah 5. HaKoreach Korcha Perosho V'amaki Pasa Rosh V'amashis Pasa Kono V'asori Tzvita Achas Alameis Chayav. Sura Tzvita Achas HaChamisha Meisim, O Chamesh Shritos HaMeis Echot, Chaya Bakul Achas Vachas. Al Rosh Tain, Achas Mikan Vachas Mikan. Fazokon Stein, Mikan Vishtain Mikan, Vachas Minomata, five all together. Blazerei Nilu Kulaka Achas, Enu Chai Velachas. Enu Chai Vachitlan Batar. The Blazerei Fila Likta Bimlakit Ubirhitni Chayav. If one made a baldness on his head, around the corner of his head, or destroyed the corner of his beard, or made one incision for the dead, he is liable. If he made one incision for five that were dead, or five incisions for one that was dead, he is liable for each one. For the head, two. One for this side and one for this side. For the beard, two for this side and two for this side and one for below. Leza says if he removed it all once, he is liable for only one. He is not liable unless he removes it with a razor. Rabbi Lezer says, even if he plucked it out with pincers or with an adze, that's actually a chisel, he is liable. Mishnah Bav, HaKosev Kosevis Kaka. We're still talking about Malkus. Kosev Lo Kiyaka. Kiyakav lo kosav eno chayav achichtov yikakeh bidyo ubichol ubichol lo ashuroshet v'shem ba'yira b'shem rabbi shimon oimer eno chayav achichtov shem hashem shneem arksovas kakah lo sidnu b'chem ani hashem. It's written in the Torah, one who tattoos. If he wrote but did not etch, or etched but did not write, he is not liable. Until he writes and etches with ink or eye paint or anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon, he is not liable. Rabbi Shimon says it should be. He is not liable unless he writes the name there. As it is said, you shall not print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Mishnah Zayin, Knozer Shereshese B'Yayin Kol Yoyim Enu Chai V'Lachas Amul Altishta Altishta V'Shereshe Kol Shereshe Chai V'Lachas V'Lachas. We have this, of course, in Masech the Knozer. If a Nazarite drank wine throughout the day, he is liable for only one. If they said to him, do not drink, do not drink, and he drank, he is liable for each one. Mishnah Ches. Okay. Haya metami lamesim kol hayom eino chayav v'lachas. Amlo al titamei atzitamei v'yom metamei chayav kol achas v'achas. Haya megaleach kol yom eino chayav v'lachas. Amlo al tgaleach al tgaleach v'yom galeach Chayav Kolachas Vachas. I love Shbikilayim Kolayom Eno Chayav Elachas Amu Al Tibash Ruposhef Lovesh Chayav Kolachas Vachas. If he defiled himself with the dead throughout the day, this is the Nazir, he's alive for only once. Anybody going? If they said to him, do not defile yourself, do not defile yourself, and he did defile himself, he is liable for each one. If he shaved throughout the day, he is liable for only one. If they said to him, do not shave, and he did shave, he is liable for each one. If he wore a garment of mixed kind throughout the day, he is liable for only one. If they said to him, do not wear it, and he took it off and put it on, he is liable for each one. Of course, it's interesting why he has to put it back on. The Gemara says he doesn't really like to put it back on. Alright, not this Gemara, the Bavli. Yesh Choresh Telem Echad. This is Mishnah test by me. Yesh Choresh Telem Echad V'chayv Le B'Shmushmar Lavin HaChoresh B'Shor V'Chamor V'Em B'Kdoshim B'Kilayim B'Karen U'B'Shviz V'Yontav V'Kohen V'Nozir V'Beis HaTuma. Chananya ben Chachi Noemer Afo Levish Kilayim Omlo Eno Hashem Omlem Aflo Anozir Hu Hashem. One may plow a single furrow and therefore become liable for 8 prohibitions. He was allowed with an ox and an ass, which were dedicated, Kodesh, among diverse species in the vineyard. For the 7th year on a festival day, and he is a priest and a Nazarite in an unclean place. Hanani ben Chalkinoi says, he may also be wearing a garment of mixed kinds. They said to him, this is not the same title. He said to them, nor is being Nazarite the same title. Mishnah Yud. Bekama Malkinoso. Our boy Mchoser Achas. Oshenemar Bimispar Arboim. Minyanchu Samuchl Arboim. Rehemar Arboim Shlemos. Huloke. Echon Lokes Hayesera. Ben Kisefov. How many lashes do we inflict on him? 40 less 1. And this is written by number 40. A number which is close to 40. I think in the Bible it actually says, no, Mispashu so came as our boy. That's what they bring down here in the Mepharshim. A number which adds up to 40. Rabbi Yudah says he suffers the full 40 lashes. And where does he suffer the added one? Between his shoulders. Mishnah Yiralos. Einoin dimoso elo b'makos v'yishlishtalish. Umdu l'kabu arboim loka miktsas v'omru. Sheinu yochel l'kabu arboim potter. Amadu l'kabu shmonaisre. Mishaloka omru shiyochel l'kabu arboim potur. Over aveir shishbosh ne'lavin. Umdu omen echor. Loke upotter. Vimlav, loke umisrape, vichozer, veloke. We only estimate for him blows each of the visible by 3. He gets one in the front and 2 in the back, I think. If they estimate he could receive 40 and receive some of the lashes, then they said he is unable to receive 40, he is exempted. They estimated that he could receive 18, and having been flogged, they said he could receive 40, he is exempted. If he committed a transgression including 2 prohibitions, and they made 1 estimate for him, he is flogged and he is exempted. But if not, he is flogged and recovers and is again flogged. Mishnah Yud Beis. Ketza Malkinoso, here it is. How did Kofesh take Yodov al Amud Helach Behelach? Chazan Aknesis Oches Biv Godov. Nikru Nikru Vim Nifrumu Nifrumu Achim Gaos Libo. For Evan Asunam Yachorov. Chazan Aknesis Oymed Olel Ritushal Ego Biyodo. Kful Echo Shtaim Shtaim Arbo. How do they flog and they bind his hands to a pillar on either side? And the sexton of the synagogue is a mistake, takes hold of his clothes. If they are torn, they are torn. If they are rent, they are rent. Until he bears his heart. And a stone is set before behind him, which the sexton of the synagogue stands with a calf light strap in his hand, doubled over into 2 or 2 to 4 with 2 straps of some other type of chamor, rising and falling on it. It has mixed stuff in it. A yoda tefach v'rochba tepim mishnir gimel. Yoda tefach V'rochba tefach, rosh magas apikir kreso, umakeo so shlish b'forem, ushtei yodos milacha, v'eno makeo so lo'omev le'yoshim ela muteh, shemar v'ipilo shofet, v'amakeh makeh b'yodo achas b'chol kocho. Its handle is a hand's breadth, and its width is a hand's breadth, and its end reaches his navel. As he strikes him one-third on his front and two-thirds on his back. And it does not strike him either standing or sitting, but only inclining, as it is stated that the judge shall cause him to lie down. And he who strikes with one hand with all his strength. Mishnah Yudalit. Va'kore kore, imlos yishmor la'asos v'gomer. Before Hashem, it's Makos Echov, it's Makos Vigomer. Because it's Chios HaMikro, which might have your parentheses, which might them as Divrei HaBris HaZos Vigomer, because it's Behur HaChum Yichaper Avon Vigomer, because it's Chios HaMikro. Do you have that? V'meis Tachas Yodo Potter. Hosev lo od ritzu achim lo. Okay? Hosev lo ritzu achas wumeis arezer gola yodo. Iskalka bein berei bein mamayim potter reyder mer ish berei va isha bemayim. And the reader reads, if you will not observe to do, etc., then the Lord will make your blows wonderful and the blows, etc. And he returns to the beginning of the passage. Observe, therefore, the words of this covenant, etc. And he concludes with, but he being full of compassion forgives iniquity, etc. And returns to the beginning of the passage. If Shaddaiah, these are Potsukim which count, they actually, 13 words of the Pasuk or something like that. If he should die under his hand, he is exempted. If he added one more lash and he died, he's exiled because of him. The famous halacha. If he befouled himself, whether with excrement or urine, he is exempt. Rabbi Gomer says, a man with excrement and a woman with urine. The Mishnah Yud Tezvot. Kol Chayav Kisa Shalok Unifili Yedei Krisot Krisot Shem Avniklo Achichicho Leinecho Shalok Areyu Ki Achicho Divra Bichanani Begamliel Amrei Chanina Gam Begamliel Maim Oivra Ver Achas Noitel Nafshu Aleh. It's a mitzvah achas halachas v'kama shetinosi lo nafsho. Shemir amim komo ulame. Shemir avinichosu anafashos osos v'goymer. V'omer asher yaseo som adam v'chaybem. Hako yeshe v'lo avra adera nos lo schar ko it's a mitzvah. Rebishimem bar Rebbe yoymer. Harei omer rach chazak luti achol adam ki adam o anofesh v'goymer umayim adam shenafsho shodam kotzomi meru haporish men makabo sochor gozel v'arayu shenafsho shodam misav lem mechamdoch mechamadton haporish men alachas kama v'kama she's geloy l'dorosov Uludoros, Doros, Doroso, but self called Doros. All those who liable for Karet, who have been flogged or exempted from Karet. As it is written, then your brother shall be dishonored before your eyes. Once he has been flogged, he is as your brother. So, Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, said Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, if he who commits one transgression forfeits his soul thereby, then all the more so one who performs a mitzvah shall his soul be restored to him. Rabbi Shimon says, we learn it from the same place, for it is written, even the souls that do them shall be cut off, etc. And it says, which if a man do, he shall live by them. Hence, one who sits and commits no transgression is rewarded as is one who performs a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon, son of Rabbi, says, no, it says, only be steadfast in not eating the blood, for the blood is the life, etc. The man who keeps apart from the blood, from which one is averse receives a reward, how much more so will a man who keeps apart from robbery and incest, which a man so lusts after and covets, gain merit for himself and his generations, and generations of generations, to the end of all generations. Finally, one of the most famous Mishnayos in all of Shas, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Omer, Rota Kosh Baruch Zakos Yisrael, Uticho Yibram Tar Mitzvah Shnema, Adonai Chafet Siman Zikho Yavdil to Rabbi Adir. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash says, the only one blessed be he, desired to grant merit to Israel. Therefore he multiplied for them Torah and commandments, as it is written, the Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to make the Torah capacious and glorious. Malcolm says here, Malcolm Baruch Hu, interesting. Just like the gifts you show me, that HaMakom and Kadosh are separate from the Baruch Hu. Very good. Shkoyach.